It's Andy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Here we are on a Tuesday, inching closer to the Memorial Day holiday, wrapping up of the school year for many. In terms of what's trending for our news, baby names. The top boy and girl names are in again. It's Olivia and Liam. Those have been the top names for the last 5 years.
Wow.
A record 4.1 million Americans will turn 65 years of age this year. And within just 6 years, seniors are on pace to outnumber children in this country. Obviously, baby boomer generation turning 65. A new study suggests that while sleep is good for you, it doesn't clear your brain of certain toxins. The only thing that does that is exercise. George Clooney announced he's going to make his Broadway debut on a stage version of the movie he already did, Good Night and Good Luck. A third Downton Abbey movie is in the works with Paul Giamatti returning. And Ellen DeGeneres has announced she is going to take a stand-up special. Rumors are her final stand-up special in 2024, sometime later on this year, 6 years after her last one. And she will address during the stand-up special the controversy surrounding her exit from her daytime talk show, which she left in 2022 despite allegations of a toxic workplace environment. The show did win 63 daytime Emmys over 19 seasons. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. We had a story in the news about names. Olivia and Liam are the top baby names again for boys and girls. It's been those top two for the last 5 years. I mean, there's some others that are sort of joining the ranks there, but those have been the top for a while. Kat was just at a college commencement ceremony last week for her daughter-in-law who graduated college down south. And you were saying that there is the names have trended to include more X's and Y's.
Yes, they have. Not only is the spelling of the names different, but I saw or heard a Midnight Dawn was her name. And I'm like, wow, just listening to some of the names, you know, being called, it was just like, wow, kept me awake in my seat, I guess, because, you know.
Teachers are the ones who have it rough, man.
Oh, man, they do. Yeah. They do. They have to learn all the names and the different spelling of the names now.
Yeah, I get exposed to this very minimally. I hang out with, you know, a handful of times a year, little league kids that are 7 and 8 and soon to be 8 and 9 years old. And yeah, that's when you run into Camden spelled with a Y.
Yes.
And you're like, where? Yeah. Where are we putting that Y?
Even Cindy is spelled different. Not C-I-N-D-Y, but C-Y-N-D-E-E. Ooh. You know, Cindy.
Well, you stand out. I think that's what people want. You don't, want it to be memorable.
It definitely is a generational thing, I really think.
You know, the people I feel for are the, in recent years, I mean, to me, writing the names on the cups as a barista might be the hardest part of that gig.
Right?
Well, and keeping up with the orders. I mean, the orders are very intricate and people have their own little quirks about it, but the name part, I worry about mispronouncing it. I also probably couldn't spell it.
Right.
Yeah. What did I have a weird name thing that came across. I was saving it for random facts, but it does make me think of names. So this is a random fact, but it involves names and involves the history of them.
Okay.
Have you ever wondered why people who are named Richard sometimes go by the nickname Dick? Because I certainly have.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I don't know why those two things like
Richard and Dick.
I don't understand this. So here's the answer to that. Dick only became short for Richard because nicknames that rhymed were popular when, I kid you not, guys, ready? The 1200s.
What?
So people known as Rick were also called Dick.
Oh.
And that has stuck around.
That is the reason why Richard is known as Dick?
There it is. Since the 1200s. I'm telling you, even Google had to do a deep dive on that.
Because Rich rhymed with Dick.
That's it. And they were doing rhymey things.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. It doesn't make
so
any sense.
So you shorten
sense.
Richard, you come up with Rich.
Rick.
Yeah, I'm there sorry, Rick. I
isn't
get
that,
it now.
Isn't that silly? Huh. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, that doesn't even make any sense.
It's ridiculous.
And then the fact that we continue that tradition on,
right.
Started in the 1200s, that doesn't even make any sense.
It's Andy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Maybe you've seen this storyline slowly develop, but like Red Lobster's for sale. Like if you want to buy Red Lobster, you can buy Red Lobster. Now you got to have a bunch of money, and they're going through debt restructuring.
Yeah.
Apparently, they basically are on the fringe of bankruptcy. They're trying to reorganize their balance sheet. It's kind of a mess. Reportedly, they lost $11 million in the last year on their endless bottomless shrimp promotion.
Oh my gosh!
And that took them into a deeper hole, as opposed to spurring it up more business. Anyway. But Kat was saying, our Red Lobster here, obviously, as you guys know, is thriving. The one in Fort Wayne, it's always got a line. Most of those Darden heritage restaurants do pretty good, even though they're not owned by Darden anymore here. But the point being is, Kat was telling me they are selling, they're going to close like 50 Red Lobsters.
They're closing 50 Red Lobsters, and they're doing one of the biggest equipment sales ever. And what they're doing is they're not individually like auctioning off, you know, a fryer or a lobster tank or chairs and tables. They're doing it all together. So the highest bidder gets all of it.
All the 50 fryers.
Yes.
All that stuff. Now, you would think other Red Lobster locations might want some of these
things.
Yeah,
maybe they want to upgrade
next
or something.
Next time a fryer goes, I don't know how it works, right? Anybody listening here? Want 50 of those huge lobster tanks?
Yeah, no kidding. Do you want any of those? I mean, those tanks are huge, and they're full of what look to be decoy lobsters.
They look to be the saddest lot of lobsters I've ever seen.
They're always piled on top of each other
What's
in some random
that?
Corner
What's up with
of
that?
This tank. And do they ever get fed is my question.
I don't know. Like, and do you have to eat them that day, that week? Like, what? I don't know.
But when I order a lobster from Red Lobster, I don't see them going to the tank and taking one of them out.
I've never seen that happen.
No, no. They're always the most curmudgeon lobsters in that tank. And they're always piled on top of each other in the corner somewhere with some sort of moss growing on their little claws.
It doesn't look like they do a lot of cleaning of the algae. On the tanks. No.
So I'm kind of like, are those real
you think
lobsters?
Like, you think there's like 50 fake ones?
Yeah,
you
and put, it just one on
three
top.
Three months or some occasional movement.
Just to get a little bit of movement in that tank.
I get it.
It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI. No mornings are busy, so we appreciate it. I think more people should say thanks in our business because I get it, man. Mornings, you guys are just so much to do. I actually had the day off yesterday. And it was my wife's birthday, but I really just did, you know, Mr. Dad stuff.
Did you take the kids to school? Good.
Ran errands and, you know, laid mulch.
Oh.
So that's kind of a lame day off.
Uh-huh.
But
got some stuff done, though.
You know, I got a lot of stuff started. But my youngest goes to, you guys don't care. He goes to daycare. Daycare's 2.5, or preschool. Sorry. Daycare means all day. Preschool, anyway, 2.5 hours. So by the time I run around and buy mulch, do a couple other errands that are boring.
Yeah.
I unload the mulch. I spread the mulch. It's time to go pick up the kid.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh
man, I didn't get a chance to relax at all.
I didn't do anything. there was nothing to that. Actually, we had a really busy, I don't know, neighborhood day. Do you guys ever have this where like, all of a sudden, you missed the memo. We had somebody in my neighbor was cutting down trees. The other one was spreading mulch like me, but he had the dump truck dumped it.
In the driveway and then the big stain.
I was doing the 50 bags individually. And that way I could keep my car clean.
I can't decide which one is easier and which one is better. You know, just having the dump truck dump it in your driveway and then you have to wash that stain away.
That's right.
You know?
Well, you can put a tarp down to begin with.
Yeah.
And it's amazing when they dump it in the neighbor's yard. My neighbor did it. I saw him watch the other day. First of all, everybody watches the dump truck dump.
Oh, of course they do.
I don't know what we're expecting. It does exactly what we think it's going to do.
it's just like
out the back, there it goes, and it just flops. But man, you can't not look at it. The whole neighborhood, people stopped walking their dogs.
I thought the dump truck thing was the way to go, but now I'm kind of rethinking my thought on that. I think the bags might be the way to go.
The way to go is the dump truck.
But
what?
If you want to get it done.
Because then you got to like scoop it into a wheelbarrow.
That's right.
And then you got to wheel it all around your house. Yeah. You could just take the bags out of your trunk or your car and you just flop them down on the ground and you slit them open and you dump them. I mean, it just seems a little bit easier.
Well, if you want to procrastinate.
Oh, do the bag thing?
Do the bag thing. Because then you could just chip away.
Yeah.
Here's a couple bags. Here's a couple bags.
Yeah.
But if you want to get it done.
Yeah, you're going to have to get that big pile out of your driveway.
There's nothing worse, though, than saying you're going to do it and then you don't. And the big pile just mocks you every day you come home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It is Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with us. All this week, we will be hooking you up with Indiana Beach Family 4 packs of passes. We have a couple, actually, to give away today. We will get to those throughout our show. Anytime I hear Indiana Beach, here's proof that marketing works. I think of that crow.
I do, too. The black crow.
There's more than corn in Indiana, say. I mean, why does the crow...
I don't know.
...feel like a 1920s newsman? There's more than corn, say. that villain gonna get you next time.
You know, it's like... Crows go with corn, I guess, right?
Well, we do have
there is more than corn in Indiana, and obviously there's crows, too.
I have gigantic hawks in my neighborhood this year in particular. Like, normal ones, I don't know, they're light, khaki color hawks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a normal hawk. And then I've got ones that are like red tail hawks.
Yeah.
These things are the size of pterodactyls.
Really? They're flying around your neighborhood?
Yeah. Oh,
it's funny you mentioned that because I just saw a hawk yesterday.
You should look up red tail hawk. That's what's in my neighborhood. These things are, I don't know, the wingspan of a giant hawk.
Why all of a sudden are we seeing, you think we're seeing them because the cicadas are coming?
Oh.
The cicadas are going to be coming out of the ground and that's food, a food source for them? Maybe they're...
I don't know. I thought they eat more like mice and...
Nah, they do eat rodents.
Something of the, more than the insect family.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Are rations that? I don't know. Maybe it's not a red tail hawk. I don't know. I just see this bird and it looks like Spielberg just yelled cut on Jurassic Park 8. I still, anytime they fly over me, do you guys duck when a bird flies
yes,
over you?
Yes, yes.
Mostly for the poop, right?
Because
they might drop something on you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still do that to this day. I don't
like it. Yeah, I don't like things
My former morning co-host refused to eat outside unless there was an umbrella.
Oh, because she might get pooped on.
She legit had a fear of being pooped on. And I guess that's a fear.
That's happened to me before. That's actually happened.
Yeah,
I was eating a popsicle one summer bright day and splat right on my popsicle.
A listener writes in, Lauren, as she texted in, she says she lives near my neighborhood. And so on my side of town, I live southwest. And she said, while walking to the mailbox, one attacked her husband.
Oh.
And swooped and dove and ended up multiple punctures on the back of his head.
Oh.
And anyway, one attacked him from behind. Turns out, I guess, you know, maybe context here, I don't know. But ultimately, they learned in hindsight that they were walking near where the nest was.
Oh, they were protecting their babies.
But you don't know that until you get, you know.
Close to it.
Until you get a talon to the back of your skull.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Indiana Beach will have those tickets for you to win right now, actually. I'm itching to play a round of things you should know.
Okay, let's do it.
So 260-467-9500. 260-467-9500. General knowledge question that we think, well, most people should know the answers to, although you don't have to.
But you should.
But you should. I mean, it probably wouldn't hurt. Call in there. By the way, as you're calling in, then we are soliciting here. AAA has their first Memorial Day travel stats. 44 million people will be on the road. Gas prices similar to last year is what they expect. The national average right now is $3.57 a gallon. Prices were up a little bit higher than that in the spring, but they expect to stay steady as we head into the Memorial Day holiday coming up. All right, let's see how this works here. It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Liza.
Liza, are you familiar with our Things You Should Know game?
yet.
Okay.
All right.
General knowledge questions here. We don't, if you get them right, you move on. Whoever's on the line that successfully answers the fourth question wins. If you stumble anywhere along the way, we just go to the next caller that's on the line. Oh, Liza, this could be generational. We'll see. Who is the creator of the famed Peanuts comic strip? Oof.
Oh, gosh. What is the name? I'm going to fail on the first question. I can't even think of it.
I know. It feels a little generational out of the gate here. All right, we'll go on. All right, thank you, Liza. 260-467-9500. It's been a while since we've had a...
Like a stumper, on the first one.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Josh.
All right,
Hi, Josh.
Indiana Beach tickets up for grabs, not to mention bragging rights. Who is the creator of the famed Peanuts comic strip? Go ahead.
Charles Schulz.
That'll do.
That's there it. Is question yeah. One. Very yeah. good. Very right. good, Josh.
Question 2 of 4. Tony Hawk is an athlete best known for competing in what sport?
Skateboarding.
Is exactly
yeah, very
right.
Very good, Josh.
There we go.
Yeah, he knows his stuff.
All right. Oh, boy, this one. Optimus Prime is a character in what cartoon or movie franchise?
Transformers.
There yeah. we go.
That one was easy.
All right. Now, this one is generational. So this could be a swing or miss, but I think you'll get it. You're pretty confident. What is the name of the talking teddy bear that was introduced in the late 1980s that would read stories from a cassette tape?
I had one. It was a Teddy Ruxpin.
That's exactly
hey,
right.
You got it, Josh. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Teddy Ruxpin.
I love Teddy
Ruxpin. I know. I did, too.
Did you put your finger
in his mouth?
Yeah, you got to put the finger in the mouth.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody did that,
everybody
right?
Does that. Yeah. Not you,
Not
Josh.
Not Josh.
I honestly don't remember. Oh. I just remember as he got older, it sounded really terrifying.
Oh. He started to slow down.
He was not my friend anymore.
Yeah. All right. Time to get rid of Teddy.
Hang on, Josh. We'll get some information here behind the scenes.
This
Teddy Ruxpin. Forget the name. He had a caterpillar friend. I'll have to look that up. Hey, it's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WHAI. Anyway, one of the storylines on our show, if you've been following, is Kat is... you know, divorce isn't easy, and we try to dance around it, and many of you have gone through it, and it's really gut-wrenching and terrible, and it's just no good. But one of the things that goes through that is changing your name. And Kat is in the midst of doing that. You got to get all the right paperwork. And I think, would you say you finally moved forward? You were able to get a new license
yeah,
or you went to go get a new license?
Sort of. So yesterday, I went to the Social Security office, got my new Social Security card. And then I went to the license branch and stood in line. And there was 20 people in front of me. And I finally get up to the lady and tell her I need to change my last name.
Sure.
So provide her all the documents. She comes up with the fee for me because I also wanted to renew my license, and then she walks me on over to the eye exam test.
Okay.
To which I place my forehead on that thing that everybody else places their forehead on, and okay. and the big light comes on, and you yeah. have to read all those letters.
Yeah.
And I thought there were numbers in those letters, so I start reading them off, and she's like, no, ma'am, they are all letters.
Oh, no.
And they're all capitalized, and I'm like, oh, so that S is, it's an S, not a 5. So I'm reading it through, and she's like, no, that's not correct.
Hang on, you failed the...
I failed the vision test.
Okay, well, this
I straight up, like, didn't even get close. Like, I was squinting so bad, if you could just see how much I was squinting to try to get them. And I just knew. I could feel her judging me. I could feel the breath getting faster and harder and harsher because she was frustrated.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, try again. And so I try again. And she's like, no, try again. What? And finally, after the third time, she was like, ma'am, do you wear glasses? And I said, well, I have a pair in my car. And she's like, you need to go get your glasses and come back and try again.
This is sort of another ongoing storyline on our show that Kat, she really needs I don't know, an eye doctor here.
I need an eye doctor in a bad way.
Long story short is, the reality is when you age, you need glasses. More often than not, you need some. But the point being is that Kat gets stuck in the vanity of the glasses.
I just don't like the way they look on my face.
Well, that's vanity.
Well, don't like that. That's the part I don't like.
You know what you don't like? Not driving safe, man. I
use my glasses when I drive, but that's about it.
I have ridden with you. You did not throw your glasses on. Don't lie to me. And the reason you drive 12 miles an hour is
because you think
it's bumper cars out there. Good gravy. Yeah. I actually think you look good with your glasses.
What?
Yeah.
You think?
Well, yeah, there's a mature thing about it.
Okay. Yeah, well, I definitely look older with my glasses on, and I think that's...
I don't look good with my glasses on, but once people see my shoes and my dad's socks and...
jeans.
Yeah, nobody's
your
looking...
Your dad jeans.
Nobody even makes it all the way up to my face. I mean...